Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear more of the Brownfield Network's Tom Stevers' keynote address at this year's KMMO Ag Day.
How many in here like to go grocery shopping? Gosh, I don't see a lot of hands. I like to go grocery shopping. There is so much to experience. There is so much bounty in our grocery stores these days, and it is affordable. I get irritated a lot when I hear people say that our food system is broken in the USA, and that is not the case. Thanks to the U.S. farmer. Thanks to the U.S. farmer, there is more choice in any given grocery store than anywhere in the world, and it's more than it used to be. It is increasing, folks. You can go into a grocery store and you have so much to choose from. When I was growing up, you had a cereal section that was just maybe 4 feet wide, and there might have been one cereal that had sugar added to it. But nowadays, you can go a half block and still be in the cereal section of this. There is so much choice, and why is it? People want choice. They have become well-to-do to the point where they can have this choice, they can ask for this, they can demand this, and the cereal makers, whatever maker it is, are responding. It goes to beverages. It goes to the meat section. My gosh, I love the meat section. And it's just beautiful. And why is it? It's because of farmers. You can thank a farmer for all of this. You can thank a farmer for that choice, and for that affordability of food. It just goes on and on. And the dairy section. Let me tell you, it is a fallacy that cows give milk. Somebody has to work for every bottle of that milk, for every carton of that cottage cheese, for any ounce of that yogurt. I ran across a graph last night. Very interesting. What do people pay for food? And in this graph, this goes back to 1960. And if you follow this graph, at that point, the percentage of your disposable income that you spend on food, that percentage in 1960 was about 18% of one's disposable income on average that is spent for food. Well, this graph just keeps going downward and downward and downward. Nowadays, it's just under 10% of disposable income on average that goes for food. That also is a product of the U.S. farmer. The innovation and the productivity of the U.S. farmer is what's responsible for that.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.